This week, the University of Wyoming hosted a summer institute for an organization that supports women of color in academia. One of the guest speakers was Sarah Ortegon, artist and former Miss Native American USA. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen had a conversation with Ortegon at the UW Art Museum, where some of her paintings are currently exhibited.
I loved waking up to the meadowlark in the morning. The birds and even magpies that were around. Just the different animals that were around on the reservation next to the river, because my aunt and uncle lived next to the river. I would come and spend my summers on the reservation. My parents had 12 kids, and so they would drop me off with my aunt and uncle, Shirley and George. So I spent a lot of my summers playing in the rivers. I really just enjoyed myself. We would run from the Red's dogs on our bikes, throw rocks at them. One of my paintings is called The Meadowlark Song. It, on the bottom, it has sound waves that the meadowlark would make, and I also beaded the meadowlark on the canvas. I started really young. Elementary school, we would have competitions for drawing, and I would win a lot of the time. I kind of felt dorky, I'm not gonna lie, because I wanted to play basketball. I wanted to be one of the cool sports girls. I chose to use the form of a square canvas because the state of Wyoming is square. And so there are 8 30 by 30 pieces. So I use black and white just because I love painting in black and white. And so using the different tones and colors of just the feeling of black and white just totally overwhelms me as an artist. And so I wanted to integrate some color. And so I chose red because I'm in Rolled Shoshone, and the Shoshone emblem is the rose, which is red. And then I picked yellow because of the Wyoming state flag, the cowboy is yellow. And so I put them all together, black, white, red, and yellow, and that comes out to the medicine wheel colors. And there is a buffalo population here in Wyoming, and I know that there has been a really sad history of the buffalo being slaughtered. And so one of my main pieces, the biggest piece that I have, is I drew out a buffalo heart, and I did it with colored pencil, and I printed out 580 buffalo hearts, and that was representing the 565 federally recognized tribes, but it's also relating to, you know, the tribes that are not recognized federally. So I did a total of 580. And I put them all in a mound, just like the Buffalo Skull Mound that happened in Kansas, which is now actually a road. And a lot of people don't know that. And so I just want to bring recognition to our history of what we've overcome. But I also want to give it light to where we have come from this far. I just want to be a part of history because I know once I'm gone, my paintings will still survive.